Relax. Feel your body. Be present in your body. Connected to your body. A miraculous thing. Sensitive and capable of providing sensation directly to your waiting mind. You have many receptive nerves, after all. Many parts of you open to input. And that input itself can be so usefully pleasurable. When you're in trance like this, when you're deep like this, your attention is often called to parts of your body, to the way they could feel, do feel, may feel when you run your hands across them, for example. I say that this is useful because when you slip into a deep place of suspended cognition, like where you're at right now, a place where only my voice and the persuasive things I say is relevant, well, we use pleasure to program new responses into you, to help you cease one activity or continue another. We train the mind, a cooperative exercise as you open up and follow where I lead. The other component is the trust you have for my voice, both the trust that I will lead you where I say you will go, and that I will lead you in a pleasant way which titillates and arouses your interest and keeps you invested in following the words I have to say. So, trusting me to help you go deeper, to present an alluring, teasing, and in this case, arousing lesson, to help you sink a bit. Relax your body and brain to a place where you need nothing except to sleep and follow. You will experience sensation, of course, desire, lessons in how things can feel as you work with me cooperatively, some hallucinatory sensation, some enhancement of sensitivity, some beautiful, wonderful, memorable things about and around and within yourself. When, eventually, after much relaxation, you're done listening, you may just find yourself in an altered state for a little while. And that's perfectly fine. Part of going deep and relaxing with me and learning from these files is remembering how to return to this altered state and understanding the somewhat dreamlike logic of it all. Your mind is more able to learn habits here, ways of thinking. And when the right conditions are met in the future, those habits will play their way over your muscles and mind like an automatic function, like a videotape playing, like a conditioned response. That's what we'll do here. By making certain activities even more pleasurable than they already are, even more alluring, we will program a way of thinking, a way of behaving, and, both during this file and after, when the right trigger occurs, the right caress, you will let that behavior play out on your body and brain. Enjoyable training, a kind of practice between us. Conditioning and obedience of a sort, sure, but obedience in pursuit of what you wanted and what we cooperatively will attain. Turn your mind to the matters I bring up, the ideas I lay out, for you and with you, and let them become all you focus on, all you need, all you do during the times you trance out and execute this simple training, these triggers and desires, this capacity to surrender to your own industrious caress. And so we begin. First, turn your attention to your chest. In trance, it is easy to simulate, and lay out specific sensations to make it so you feel something a little different than the norm. Feel an intense awareness of your chest. Feel how your body moves and makes the weight of your breasts shift beneath your touch, Feel how me talking about it highlights the awareness of your tingly, pointed nipples. And when you get into a trance, you get in a habit of thought, a habit of sinking, a habit of relaxing. Some thoughts, some simple thoughts, are sticky. They maintain your focus. Your mind and body stick on those thoughts, dwell on them, let them invasively guide you to happy places. The thought of running your hands over your chest, massaging your breasts, lightly touching, tweaking your nipples, these are very alluringly retentive thoughts. When you get entranced, the more you focus on your chest, the more your thoughts get stuck there. They seem to bounce back in echoing pleasure. You think of your thoughts bouncing gently off your warm breasts. Think of how your hands begin to move, perhaps unthinkingly, perhaps deliberately, toward your pointed nipples, toward the sensitive exposure of your body to the sensitizing potential of your hypnotized mind and your alluring, enthralling breasts. Moment by moment, thought by thought, you are making your own breasts more sensitive and letting your hands drift up to touch them. It is such a relief to do so, a relief to the growing desire that you may have been barely aware of, but now are unable to escape from, a desire that was already there, that is growing powerful. You can scarcely deny it because it feels so good. Just being deep and nourished and relaxed is already a restorative sensation, a recuperative thing for your mind. It helps you push aside what you don't need and highlight what you do. Your mind fixates on the need, the desire, to caress your breasts, and you let it do so. Let it become everything. The sensations from your breasts are bigger, more impactful, more potent. Every little brush of your fingers feels good, and the nerves connected to the exterior flesh of your breasts, and particularly the pointed rigidness of your nipples. Those thoughts and nerves and sensations are also affecting other nearby systems. Your shoulders relax. Your body droops. Your brain tingles. Every second that passes, massaging your breasts is becoming more and more of a priority. More and more of an important thing. And that's okay. Your breasts tingling. Your mind feeling excellent. The movements become automatic. Every second, these attentions make your nipples harder. The skin around them is taut and tingling and sensitive. Go ahead and touch, grip, rub, knead the flesh. Let it become stimulated. That's just what you need. As blood flow increases due to these attentions, your nipples grow in hardness again. Every instant, every pure sensation that jets up to your mind and makes you need to keep kneading, your desire to keep desiring your breasts, only grows. The movements become automatic and secondary. You will keep massaging your chest, even if you focus on something else, like my voice. Indeed, all through the words I say next, keep touching. Keep letting the pleasured resonations of your increasingly sensitive breasts invade your brain and make you twitch happily. Make them warm as blood flow increases and sensitivity grows. It's all right to enjoy this. After all, a trance is a time that you have set aside to become other than you normally are. To explore unusual sensations. While you may normally get some pleasure if you did this, touched your breasts with industrious massage, including rubbing your nipples. That pleasure outside of trance is so much less than the immense pleasure that you feel right now, the greater pleasure. And that's good. It echoes inside you. In trance, the pleasure bounces off your mind, which, after all, contains fewer thoughts, so there's more room for these new thoughts of pleasure to bounce around, build up speed. Pleasure, pleasure, pleasure. The relaxing tingle of breast stimulation, gaining momentum in your mind, bouncing in pleasure around. Each time that pleasure changes direction within your body, the sensation of touching your breasts by lifting them from below, pushing them from the side, placing your nipple in the palm of your hand and rolling it lightly around. Each time the pleasure grows, makes you feel better and better. Your breathing is deeper. Your brain is tingling a constant yes, 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 answering the continued stimulation. You want it. You're enjoying every moment with your fullest and purest enthusiasm here in this deep, relaxing place. Indeed, there's nothing to get in the way. Nothing except pleasure constantly happening. Every second that passes sees your brain become more narrowly focused, as simpler, more powerful primal thoughts steer you onward. Trance time is time set aside, for you, for my voice, for your breasts. So, when you touch and massage and stimulate blood flow, the pleasure response to my voice is already there. And with fewer things to get in the way, it's that much more intense. The pleasure is already filling you, already making you happier and deeper and better than you were before. Better at enjoying the touch on your breasts. Yes, the stimulation is so memorable that your brain is filing it away for future times. When you intentionally set aside time to rub your breasts, your mind and body will fall into the lee of the rolling, roiling sensation and follow it to a happy place, a tranced place. The more you touch, the more your breasts will send shuddering, deep breathing, arousing sensation to your mind. And it consumes all the unnecessary things, leaving only essential things like listening to me. Think about that. Attach that arousal, that love of your own breasts, that appreciation of them, as a vector for arousing lust. Attach it to this tranced place. Attach it to this breast massage. Arousal, arousal, stored, important, sexy thoughts, also associated with my waiting, encouraging voice. Waiting for you to give in to constant, warm massage. You lose yourself briefly, at least, to my voice, and it takes you where you need to go. You need to go deep, to a place where we can code in and install a tendency to massage your breasts, to get caught up in the sticky, tempting thought of a long, warm breast massage whenever nothing else is getting in the way. A habit of deep, compulsively pleasurable massage. A need to keep rubbing until you must do otherwise. After all, if it feels this good, why would you stop touching your breasts when you could continue instead? The urge to continue is so fundamental that you keep going. It keeps driving you onward. The urge is powerful. You want to learn more about the glory and pleasure of your wonderful breasts in this place where they are more sensitive. All else fades away. You focus on my words, focus on my voice, focus on the safe, serene place of trance deep inside you, where your body is more sensitive, where more of your mind is freed up. So the channels that normally have to think about other incidental thoughts can think just trancy thoughts of pleasure traveling from your breasts up to your brain. And that's what's happening now. There's less to get in the way of the pure raw signal of your breast sending pleasure, pleasure, pleasure to your mind. In this pliable place, as pliable as your warm, sensitive breasts, you are perhaps inclined to just keep doing whatever you're doing, unless and until you have to stop or are asked to stop. Deep and sensitive, after all, hands moving and squeezing, pushing pleasure into your brain, and it just feels better the longer you do it. The more you let your hands touch your chest, feel the pliable flesh, feel the pliable mind being bombarded with happy pleasure feelings. The longer you go, the better it'll feel. You are devoting increasing amounts of your cognition, more and more of your thought space, the parts that used to be occupied by unimportant concerns of the outer world, are now simpler and more devoted to the influence of deep trance and constant massage of your warm, sensitive, pleasure, euphoric, tingling, relaxing breasts. More and more of your body is becoming linked to that tingling pleasure response from your chest. Perhaps envision your breasts becoming slightly sticky and warm as you touch, so your hands have to stay in contact with them because you've been massaging so long. This is simply the truth of your world, the rule of our game, and to win at the conditioning, you will keep touching your breasts, and when you try to pull your hand away, just to experiment, just for fun, that pliable flesh and tempting nipple might drag your hand back, as if it had a specific and pleasurable gravity, which made it fall onto your chest and massage your breast. Then, once it's there, well, it feels so good. So why not keep touching? Why not lose yourself to good feelings? Breast massage is simply the rule of your world right now. So you continue. Your hands aren't even a controllable part of your body anymore. Not unless they had to be. Right now, you touch, you massage, you tease and insert pleasure into your mind. Your breasts just feel so good. They are part of the pleasurable functioning of your tranced body and mind. It is just true that your hands are stuck there. You feel how your hands seem to have bonded to the pleasure centers in your breasts. As you continue your self-determined massage, your hands continue constantly in their stimulation, rubbing and touching your sensitive chest, seeking ways that will surprisingly make you tingle. It feels less like you can distinguish which places are feeling good. Your whole body is feeling good. Your hands and breasts are together, each of them experiencing euphoric escape and release. The good warm feelings floating up your arms, your mind floating, stomach floating, body floating. Everything feels so focused on those sensations from your chest. Why would you want this to end? You wish it to continue. Your hands move. Feel how inevitable it is, how unstoppable that the next touch of your hands will make you shiver, make your mind go white hot with pleasure, your body tingling, your spirit soaring, your reality as a tranced, relaxed listener becomes more and more perfect. So you want to hold on to this memory, this sensation, and you want to return later. Yes, later. Lock away in your mind the anchor of touching your breasts, a signal, a lever, a button to be pushed. When you stimulate your breasts, your mind becomes calmer, more peaceful, a relaxing, tingling pleasure. You do it for a while in a safe place, you begin to get into a groove, a pattern, a consistent, continuous response which is soothing and good, the kind of continuous, trancey response you're used to in these deep places. Routine is soothing and good anyway, but when your sensitized breasts begin to remember what it feels like right now, what it's like to be warm and tingly, as you sank ever deeper into relaxing, euphoric states of trance, Well, your breasts will feel just as good while awake, once you commence the routine, and this will tempt your psyche to begin a routine of breast massage. Routine is good. Envision it. When you're somewhere safe and peaceful, and you desire to feel this warm pleasure one more time, so you bring your hands up and rub your breasts. But from the first moment you make contact in a safe place, you remember this peaceful time, tranced and apart, tranced and deep, when you were oh so devoted to your breasts, to touching and stimulating nipples and breast flesh alike, when your whole body tingles like now, to the tune of constant stimulating sensation, rioting pleasurably up the extra sensory openings made available by being so deep and simple and focused, and setting aside the world outside, powerfully relaxed. At this time, with no tension in your body existing, the relaxed mind would be very ready to feel good, and if you massage your breasts when you're in a place with no tension, your mind will feel good with it, and any time you rub your breasts, intently, purposefully, in a peaceful, safe, quiet place, you will begin a massage that you know will last a while, will become automatic, your hands stuck, stimulating, tingling. In fact, once you've begun to touch and your mind is faded to a blank place, once you've begun a massage like this one, it will ignite in your mind the connection to this moment, the memory of this moment when you had to touch, needed to rub, and indeed, if you're provoked to do so, it may become an automatic thing beyond your control, your hands moving in a relaxed, tingly place where your breasts predominate both thought and action, heavy and warm and tingling, swelling under your influence. Every time you begin to touch your breasts, such pleasure and deep breathing, trancy goodness overtakes you, descends over you, provided you're in a safe and relaxing place, and you've chosen to deliberately surrender to the habit. Yes, a habit, a desire of long, deep, powerful, blank-minded breast massage. When you do that, you'll get caught up in the sticky, warm feeling of touching your own breasts and keeping your hands there, of having your hands stuck there, clinging, unable to do anything except they are able to simply remain. Both a physical feeling of bonding your palms to your chest so they can only move on your breasts, magnetized there, your nipples too, able to only move them around within the confines of that pleasure-dense region your hands are stuck to, the relaxing, tingling need for stimulation, controlling and driving you onward, even at times after this trance. But you'll also be mentally aware that relaxation follows stimulation. Rubbing your breasts makes you relax, so why not simply touch and touch and touch and drift and lose yourself to the feeling? When your need to massage your breasts takes over, you surrender to it. Trigger this by beginning to deliberately, intensely massage, rub, touch your breasts with your hands. Then have a good laugh about the fact your hands are stuck and unable to depart until you really need to remove them. But until then, you might feel trancy, deep, drifty when you begin touching your breasts. The longer you get into the automatic habitual motion of an increasingly sensitized self-breast massage, the more you drift and relax. You will do anything you have to do, and you'll stop if you need to. But unless you need to, imagine your captivating breasts capturing your attention and holding it there by causing you so much pleasure. Once your hands are rubbing your breasts, massaging them, you begin to carry out simple, tempting programming, made all the more alluring by these words, by this example, by this time when you touched. Spent rubbing your intensely sensitive breasts, letting that sensitivity rule your mind, condition your hands and body. Breast massage feels good. You need to rub your breasts, and once you begin, stopping is out of the question unless you have to. Once your hands are rubbing your breasts and massaging them, you begin to carry out that programming, letting that sensitivity fuel a compulsive, pleasant, passionate breast massage. Your entire body tingles. Your mind follows, numb and blank and euphoric, happy, smiling with pleasure. You rub and touch, and when you get into that habit of a long breast massage, your mind is simply persuaded that whatever happens, your hands will not leave your breasts unless they have to. And why would you want them to when it feels so good to keep them rubbing right where they are? Your hands sticking, clinging, massaging pleasure and enhanced blood flow, and maybe even growth into your chest, warm and tingly and pointy-nippled, and oh so good. And to commence a long, compulsory massage of your stuck hands, all you will ever have to do is begin touching your chest while you're somewhere safe, and then sink into the habit.